Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. And joining me this morning are Tim Stenovec with Tech Insider and Ian Carr with Quartz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
And I asked you both here because you both report on the telecom industry. And as you know, today is Black Friday, and many people are out shopping and spending and looking for deals. And this holiday, there's one gift that they might be buying, if not for others, maybe for themselves, is a new phone. But recently, the market for buying a phone has been changing. So, Tim, what's going on here?
There's never actually been a better time to be looking in the market for a mobile phone, but there's also never been a more confusing time. These plans change by the week, and you can kind of thank T-Mobile for that. A few years ago, T-Mobile tried to merge with Sprint, and that was rejected. And since then, T-Mobile's kind of been on this bender trying to upend the cell phone industry.
Now, when you say plans, are you talking about the plan to buy the phone or the plan to get cell service or the plan to get the phone and the cell service?
All of the above.
So it's just it's gotten a lot more complicated. Ian, what do you think is happening here?
I think it's, the consumer behavior when it comes to the smartphones is changing in the U.S. Everyone wants to get a new phone every year, whenever the new iPhone comes out, wherever the new version comes out. Personally speaking, I get it every year. And what T-Mobile did that a lot of other carriers are copying is that they kind of got rid of the early termination fee and the two-year locked-in contract that cuts down the iPhone price from around $650 to $200. So it's great for the, that was pretty simple for the consumer, but the problem was that you're locked in for 2 years.
You can't get stuck with that phone for 2 years.
Exactly. So when your friends get the new one, you're still stuck with the old one. So what T-Mobile did, and carriers like AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint are also following now, is that they broke it down and they essentially said, okay, you're going to pay the entire $650, but over the course of 24 months usually around like $35 for the cheapest iPhone.
It's kind of like you're leasing a car, leasing a phone versus buying it, and then you can trade it in when a new version comes out.
Exactly.
But does that pay off for the customer in the end? When you get to the end, if you keep the phone for a long time, are you actually paying a lot more than the old way?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on what you're looking for. If you are the type of person who keeps a phone for 2 years and you're interested in keeping a phone for 2 years and, the iPhone 6 is going to be good enough for you for 24 months, then you should definitely buy it ahead of time and you should pay full price for it because then what
you can do... But that's a bummer. You used to get it for a discount and you didn't have to pay full price. We got really addicted to that.
Well, you were actually paying full price because the price of that phone was baked into that contract. So after 2 years, the about $20 to $25 extra a month that you were paying for your, quote-unquote service was including the hardware.
So basically, you were paying either way. It was hidden perhaps before.
Exactly. And that's what T-Mobile's done. They've made it transparent. And what you can do now is you can hold on to your phone for longer, and you can have the choice of whether or not you want to sell it on eBay, on Craigslist, or through a third-party service, or Apple even does a trade-in. And that way, you can actually make a little money back. But those are for people who aren't like, Ian and I, because they're okay with holding on to their phone.
I want to hold on to this as long as I can. So is this a sign, Ian, that competition is actually working to the benefit of consumers, that having T-Mobile making this change, it's making changes to the other providers as well, right?
Yeah, I definitely think so. They're doing a lot of innovative things and they're trying to make it, like Tim said, more transparent. They've also, over the past year have been incorporating features like unlimited music streaming and unlimited video streaming for their consumers, which I think, is a big benefit.
Tim, at the same time that there's more competition going on, we're also seeing some actual, fighting going on between two of the CEOs. Recently, the Sprint and T-Mobile CEOs were bickering with one another. What's going on?
Well, John Legere, who's the CEO of T-Mobile, will pretty much bicker with anyone, whether that's Donald Trump or the CEO of Sprint. I mean, this guy is brash. He likes to swear a lot. His tweets can be totally offensive to people, and it's done a great job with getting press coverage, and it sort of makes him look like the rebel. It makes T-Mobile look like the rebel, the outsider, the one who's coming in and shaking up the industry, and that's really the image he's going for, and it's totally working.
Yeah, but are they shaking up the industry?
They really are shaking up the industry. Recently, T-Mobile announced that they were going to not count data from streaming video providers against your data allotment. And this is a huge deal. So that means when you watch Netflix or HBO Now or Hulu on your smartphone, you won't be using valuable data.
Ian, are the plans getting more complicated in terms of trying to figure out how much data should I have available to me each month? Because it seems like that's very unclear.
Yeah, exactly. And the plans are getting a little bit more complex, I'd say. The unlimited plans are, pretty clear, but also pretty expensive. And, T-Mobile kind of throws a wrench into it. it because, you know, they're offering, like Tim said, unlimited music plans and now unlimited video plan. So it's hard for an average consumer like me to figure out what kind of data plan that I should get. Should I get the unlimited one? That'd probably be too much for me.
It really pays to do research on this, no matter who you are and what plan you've had for years, because if you stream a lot of video, T-Mobile could be the best. If you stream a lot of audio, T-Mobile could be the best. But AT&T might have the best family plan, or Verizon, where you live, might have the best coverage.
It's getting a lot personalized. I think, you know, before everyone kind of used pretty much the same standard plan, but now you can cater to, you know, someone's specific needs, which I think is a lot different than what even a couple years ago.
I think I just always go under with the assumption that somehow they're still going to make more money
off
of me and I will make a mistake.
They will.
And I'll be getting too much of some service that I don't actually need.
You can always count on that they're doing this for their bottom line and not to help you.
Okay. Well, Ian, what are some of the other stories that you're watching this holiday season?
So the holiday season, you know, definitely revolves on Black Friday. And what I've been interested in is the shift in the U.S. towards chip cards, which everyone's been getting in the mail recently. These are new, more secure ways to pay, but they do take a little bit longer because they're more secure.
Because you have to stick it into the machine and wait a few seconds versus just swiping it.
Exactly. And from my estimates, talking to analysts, it takes about 15 to 30 seconds for the entire transaction, which compared to a magnetic stripe, which we're already pretty used to, it's only, you know, about a second long, which might frustrate a lot of consumers if they're shopping at retailers like Walmart, Target, and Costco that have already implemented this standard. So it'll be interesting to see whether this frustration leads to consumers walking out the door and kind of buying stuff on Amazon instead.
And hitting their bottom line.
Yeah, and it really could affect these big retailers in their Black Friday sales.
So, Tim, what are you paying attention to?
So I'm actually looking online. I'm looking at Amazon. Amazon recently announced that it was hiring 100,000 seasonal employees just for the holiday season. And that's 20,000 more than they hired last year. So certainly they're expecting sales to grow.
They're expecting the chip card to lead to more people going online.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, one thing that I'm really excited to see this year is how Amazon always has a big PR move the night before Cyber Monday, which, of course, is coming up. And 2 years ago, Amazon had that interview with Jeff Bezos and Charlie Rose on 60 Minutes where he talked about drones. And all anyone could talk about on that Monday was Amazon delivering by drones. And last year, they unveiled these robots that work in the factories. So what's it going to be this year?
Well, Dim Stenovic with Tech Insider, Ian Carr with Quartz, thanks so much for joining.
Always great to be here.
Thanks a lot.
And I'm Charlie Herman. And this is Money Talking from WNYC.